Welcome to Inspiration Weekly, your source for finding inspiration every week. Through stories, quotes, and real-life experiences, together we'll explore the captivating beauty of life. Listen by podcast or read by blog each week. Visit SpencerReynolds.com and click on Inspiration Weekly to subscribe so you never miss the opportunity to be inspired. Now this, just today, I was actually reading an article in a great little magazine. The magazine is called Positive Thinking. You can get it at positivethinkingmag.com. But in this magazine, Positive Thinking, there was a little article written by Sharon Naylor on Be Your Own Inspiration. And, you know, it was just a fantastic article. It just moved me to do something. And so I want to share parts of this with you and then invite you to do the same thing I just did. It says, how often do you think about the positive choices you've made in your life? If you're like most of us, your mind probably gets stuck on thoughts like, I don't spend enough time with the kids and these bills are piling up, rather than, I'm glad we chose to buy this house. I did a nice job resolving that conflict with my coworker. Or, I've decided that it's more important to be happy than to be right. Our good decisions end up getting left in the dust as we rush off to tackle our to-do lists. Yet, it's all those smart moves in the past that build our confidence to face the new challenges that face us every day. So why not start a journal dedicated solely to the great decisions you've made, or making? From the big ones, to marrying the right person, switching careers, starting a family, right down to the small ones, like passing up that little brownie after dinner, saying a prayer rather than blowing up at the rude driver, calling an old friend. You know, you have a whole history of positive choices to record. So think of it as your very own highlight reel. The next time you find yourself wavering for wavering at a fork in the road, or you have all the reminders of the times you chose well in the past if you bring out your little journal. So you'll know what you have to do it again. So what I would suggest you do is pull out a little notebook or go buy a nice little book. I just bought a nice little book from the Franklin Covey Company, and it's a little journal. And on the front of it, it's got this beautiful flower, and it says, self-awareness involves deep personal honesty. It's a quote from Stephen Covey. Now, so in this book, I'm going to dedicate the entire book. There's only about 55, 60 pages in it. It's lined. And I'm going to dedicate this to be a gratitude journal. Now, this one has little uplifting quotes on each one of the tops of the pages, so it's just that much more of a reinforcement. Like this one. This one says, to find a fault is easy. To do better may be difficult. That was a good thought. But anyway, my gratitude journal, I just started writing things I'm grateful for. I'm like, I'll just share maybe the top 10 things that I just wrote down. The first one is marrying the perfect woman for me. You know, my wife, Trisha, is just, she's the perfect person for me. She compliments me in every space of my life and really makes me live my highest self. And I love her. Number two is the ambition to start businesses. Because I've always had my own business, merged a business, I've got different things. So just the ambition to do that. Number three is my father for teaching me hard work. Number four, my Corbin J. Now Corby J, but he is my middle child, my second. He's 4 years old. And why I'm grateful for him is he inspires me to use my imagination. He's got the most vivid imagination of all three of my kids, and he can just sit and play for hours. Every time I watch him, I just think, God, I love that imagination. It gets me to use my own and to be creative. Number five, I said my Savior for his atonement. And I found a lot of peace and joy through Christ. Number six is also my Savior for his example. What an example he led. One of the most powerful people ever to grace this earth. Number seven, joining Toastmasters so that I could learn speaking skills so that I could go do what I do now. Number eight is persistence to present for by referral only, a company that I currently train for every month. And just following through and contacting them over and over again to get that taken care of. Number nine, following and internalizing 12 steps to find freedom and strength. you have any area of your life in which you're not really pleased with, there's probably a 12-step help program out there where you can really involve a higher power. Me was involving my Savior Jesus Christ and my Heavenly Father so that I could overcome those weaknesses. And then number 10 is reading. I'm grateful. And number 11, I said, eyes that I can see clearly, even though I wear some glasses. But, you know, there's a few of the little insights into the life of Spencer Reynolds. But just really be an inspiration for yourself. You know, be your own inspiration. And write down everything that's positive and grateful, that you're grateful for in your life. Because I promise you this, that law of attraction will definitely come into play. When you focus on the things you want, you get more of them. If you write down in your journal now only the struggles you've been having, the things you've failed at, boy, you know, I know that that stuff can continue to keep coming at you. So, there's the thought for the week. Hopefully every one of you can find some value in that and really play big. Go out and buy a little journal. Have a little notebook, even if it's a Steno notepad or a 20-cent notebook that you can get at the grocery store. Just write gratitude journal on the front of it. Every time you have one of those positive, happy things that happen, every day try to record one thing that you're really grateful for. This is Inspiration Weekly, and this is Spencer Reynolds. Hope you've enjoyed this. Please, share it with somebody you care about. Have a great day.